In the book, you talk about teams need to ask themselves, like, if you make a mistake, is it held against you? Can you bring up problems? Do people on the team reject others for being different? Is it safe to take a risk? Difficult to ask for help? Would anyone on the team deliberately undermine another? And are teams, team members' unique skills being valued? Like, Brent, you know, these are good questions to ask, but like, what would you say is a good framework for assessing if an organization is psychologically safe?
Such a good question. And I invite my co-authors to jump in if you've got a thought to add. You know, I think it, from the privileged position that I have as a coach, I'm often sitting on the outskirts of a team looking in. And so I have the opportunity to watch their Slack interactions or whatever tool that they're using to facilitate their meetings, to have sidebar conversations. And you, as that outside person, I can very quickly see how are people talking about each other. And is it supportive language? Is it a language of curiosity that they're using? Or are they coming from more of a position of judgment and negative intent? And so, so much of psychological safety, I think, comes from intent that, you know, for the most part, we can all receive feedback and information that anyone else has to deliver to us if we genuinely believe that it's coming from a good place. And so in teams, being able to observe what is the intention of the individuals in play. So we often have in the past referenced a tool called Radical Candor, which is speaks about the combination of challenging directly each other and caring personally for each other. And I think when we often what I'll do in working with individuals is if they're going out to get some feedback, maybe on it like an annual or a monthly basis or whatever their practice is, to say, well, why don't you ask the people that you're seeking feedback from, where do you think that, or where do you experience me landing when I communicate? Do you feel like I'm coming from a place of radical candor, or do I more go from ruinous empathy, which means I speak from a place of care, but really never say what needs to be said? Or do I speak more from, you know, obnoxious aggression, which is challenging very directly, but not showing much care for the person that I'm communicating with? Or of course the absolute worst is where it's not caring and not challenging directly, which is what's known as manipulative insincerity. And that's often the gossip and things. And that's the area where I can sometimes see as a coach, oh, what's going on behind the scenes? Who knows what's going on and for themselves? Who's hearing what they really need to hear? And when is their gossip behind the scenes?